We're entirely ready. Step 6 on the spiritual exercises. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. The wonderful thing about step 6 is that it does not demand that we do anything about our defects yet. That can feel like such a relief when this one sinks in a bit deeper, because we might be labouring under the sense that now the exact nature of our wrongs are on the table, as it were, we're obliged to do something about them. This step slows down that process. No, we are not required to take action to remove our defects. The process is to be ready to allow God to remove them in God's own time. All we are is aware of them and open and ready for God to work in us to remove them. What that looks like in practice will depend on the situation, a particular defect, and probably many other factors we can only guess at. I'm reminded of A Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. Far be it for me to be critical of a respected work of English Christian literature, but I just could not get on with that book. I joke that it was too puritanical for me, but that is not a joke. It actually is. Bunyan was a Puritan. I am not. My problem with it is in the essence of step 6. There is a point in the book where Christian, the pilgrim, meets with the saviour of the world. But then Jesus disappears again and leaves the pilgrim to walk the rest of this dangerous journey on his own, under his own steam, using his own strength and talents. I guess this part was supposed to represent the ascension, but to me it felt a bit like being left to my own devices. And woe betide me if I strayed off the path. That was all my own fault, and I would get what I deserved. In short, it felt punitive, that God is distant, abstract, watching and critical, waiting to see if I measured up, judgmental. It is not how I experience in him. I am much more of that fractious child who wriggles in his arms and squeals to be put down. So he does. And I run off to make a mess and get myself into all sorts of trouble I can't get out of. When I run back to him, crying and scared, he scoops me up and holds me close to him. No scolding, just safety. This image is some of the fruit of my 40-day journey with Julian of Norwich.